Confronting Systemic Racism by James Edwards. Let's discuss a topic we hear about in the mainstream media all the time, systemic racism. But, unlike the mass media, I'll be writing the truth about systemic racism. And the truth is the exact opposite of what the media tells us. They constantly promote the lie that the American system is massively biased against non-whites, who can't catch a break from non-stop white supremacy. As with nearly everything the media says, that simply isn't true. But it's not merely false, it's the exact opposite of the actual truth, which is becoming more and more obvious every day. The system in the United States of America is at war with white people and our families. As stark as it may sound, the cold hard truth is that the central organizing principle of the American system is that white people are unspeakably and incorrigibly evil and must be removed from the face of the earth as fast as is expediently possible. It breaks down like this. White people are unspeakably evil. No matter what we do or don't do, whites will always be evil. Our very existence harms non-whites. Therefore, whites must be ignored, denounced, humiliated, handicapped, disadvantaged, punished, and even replaced by non-whites through immigration, with the final goal of eventually removing all white people from the face of the earth through mixing or violence. It can be a struggle to convince our conservative friends and family that their own government, media, and institutions really do hate us and consider us the enemy. Most will admit that the government and the media go a bit overboard with the diversity stuff but will deny that it's all that bad. Sure, there's some favoritism toward non-whites in some areas, but to say the system hates white people is over the top. So, I thought I'd make a list of some questions you can ask to help them see the light. Here are just a few. If the system doesn't hate white people, then why are we so underrepresented in TV commercials when we're nearly 70% of the population? Why are so many couples in ads interracial? Why is it that on the rare occasions when you do see a white couple in an ad, it's often a homosexual white couple? When they do allow a heterosexual white man to appear in a TV ad, why is he nearly always depicted as a contemptible buffoon, making an abject fool of himself? Why is it that an 18-year-old white kid can have a full-ride 4-year scholarship taken away after it's discovered he sang along with a rap song when he was 12? Why can a young white man be expelled from law school for posting stickers saying, "It's okay to be white," but black professors can openly call for white people to be killed yet still keep their jobs, and be treated as heroes? If any white dares complain, why does the media then paint the aforementioned professor as a victim of racism? Why do nearly all of our schools teach kids from kindergarten through graduation that white people hate non-whites and that we are somehow responsible for all failures and problems of non-whites in America and around the world? Why do white politicians from both parties openly campaign for the black vote, the Hispanic vote, the Jewish vote, and the Asian vote, but never for the white vote? If the system doesn't hate us, then why have there been thousands of articles and books from the mainstream media during the last 10 years on the problem of whiteness and the urgent need to eradicate this problem? Why do headlines about a horrific interracial crime never mention the criminal's race if he's black? Why is it that these crimes are only local stories yet, at the same time, if a white person simply gets into an argument with a black person, it's a national story for weeks and the headlines never fail to mention the race of the white person? If they don't hate us, why do they take every folk story and fairy tale from our European heritage and replace the characters with blacks, Hispanics, Asians, interracial couples, and homosexuals? If Hollywood was doing this to any other racial group, wouldn't it be called hate? If the government doesn't hate us, then why are the military academies requiring future officers to read scores of books that attack and demonize white heterosexual Christians? If they don't hate white people and want us gone, then why do they let millions of third world immigrants flood into our country every year? If they don't hate us, why is the death of Emmett Till, which happened in 1955, still headline news but we never hear about Daryl Brooks, the black man who deliberately drove his SUV into scores of white people in a 2021 Christmas parade, murdering 6 and injuring over 60 more? If they don't hate us, then why is my friend Representative Steve King the only congressman of the last 50 years brave enough to say a positive word about white people? After he did, why did both parties denounce him, punish him, and hound him out of office. I hope these questions might help you as you try to get your well-meaning but misguided friends to see things more clearly. I regularly talk to people who were once in the same boat until someone came along and asked them some questions they couldn't answer. You never know which seeds you plant will wind up taking root. James Edwards is the outspoken host of The Political Cesspool, one of America's most potent talk radio programs. He has made numerous television guest appearances, and his work as a political commentator over the past two decades has been the subject of articles in hundreds of print publications and media broadcasts around the world. Visit thepoliticalcesspool.org for more info.